This is the gridlock where we are locked always to discuss issues that is shy from talking away in public and to our family and friends. This is Tala, and with me is Cliff, aka Baba Omari, and to the other far right, your eminence, Francis Xavier.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
Asante.
And our topic for today, very controversial. We're going to talk about female health reproduction and whether it should be a right that should be given to the females. Do you think it should be legalized? What do you think should be done as a society? What does the church think? What does the society think? And I think we'll start with your eminence at that far right. What do you think about abortion? Do you think it's something that should be legalized? Is it a right that should be given to the female?
Yeah, I think it's something that should be given to the female. They should have control of their own body. And as a result, they should also have a right to determine what they should do to their reproductive health systems. That's my position.
A right to what they should do to their reproductive health system in terms of?
In terms of, generally, because you're talking about the sexual reproductive health.
Yeah, and you're narrowing down to abortion.
Yes, so my stand would be, if at all, some lady feels like she would want to procure an abortion, I think she should go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just wake up, you get you realize you're pregnant, you just walk in and secure an abortion.
Of course, there's some do's and don'ts, how do we put it? Checks and balances that should be adopted. But the summary of this entire thing is we should just not condemn and make it illegal for abortion in a blanket manner.
So you should not stigmatize people?
Yeah, that's something it's also separate but conjoined with abortion. But it's something that I think we're going to discuss further as we keep on with this discussion.
All right, Baba Omari, tell us.
Now, for me, I actually think before you engage yourself in any form of activity, you should be able to know that there could be some either repercussions or lessons to be learned. And for every engagement, there always a lesson to be learned. So if in any case you are to engage yourself in sex, you should know that you can get pregnant.
So should the female reproduction be a right that is given to them?
Of course, it is a right given to them. But then again, you need to understand that when it comes to abortion, why would you abort?
So many reasons, so many circumstances.
Now, those circumstances are what you need to put into place. First of all, you need to understand reason as to why you need to abort. If it has to do with maybe your body and you're actually in danger, well and good. But if not, why would you advocate for abortion? So for me, I tend to think I will be slightly against abortion.
You're against abortion?
Yes.
Okay, personally, as a female, I keep saying this and I'll say it again. This is, as I've said, it's a very controversial topic. It's something that there's, to some extent you'll agree with a no, and to some extent you'll agree with a yes. So when I talk of a yes, let abortion be something that we do because someone's life is in danger. As a female, maybe I'm there, I'm pregnant, and unfortunately, I have an ectopic pregnancy. An ectopic pregnancy cannot be carried to term. My life is in danger. I could die. I think that should be okay.
Mm.
Or I was also talking about in the event that I'm raped. I've been gang raped out there by people that I do not even know, people that I've never met. That is so traumatizing. And you wouldn't know what to do and how you'd react. But maybe if I got someone who'd guide me through and keep the baby to term and maybe give it away. Or if I can't handle it because I don't know how to really handle it. A female will procure an abortion. Someone will just procure an abortion. So, and then the other reason is as teenagers, if your sex education is not given to teenagers as they grow, you know, when you're boys and girls, a boy, as much as the sex education will be given to them, they're not the ones who are going to get pregnant. They'll get you pregnant and then they'll sema si yao atakuruka. So as a female, if a sex education is given and teenagers are guided, in the event that you get pregnant and you have somewhere there to support you and help you, you can keep that baby to term. You can still go back to school. You can still do a lot of things. You can still turn out to be a very great person in future. A baby does not stop your life. A baby does not stop anything.
But Stella, there's something you're mentioning that I'm not really quite agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
A pregnancy is not for the lady alone. By now, you must be familiar with this term that people say, we are pregnant.
And that is why I've said, when you get pregnant, the man does not get pregnant. And most of the times, especially when it comes to teenage pregnancies, the boy will leave you there by yourself.
No, the man gets pregnant.
How many people are single
not
mothers?
Not by carrying, by association.
By association?
Yes.
How many females do you know out here who've gotten pregnant and the man responsible is nowhere to be seen?
Talking about teenagers.
Teenagers, even just people that are of age, adults. How many people?
But there are ladies out here these days who don't mind, you know, being single parents.
That is a choice.
So is you procuring an abortion.
But I'm talking about now teenagers.
Mm.
Teenagers. I'm talking about a teenager. Mm. You're pregnant. You're 17. You've met a boy, he's 19.
Mm.
Yeah? You've gone. Nobody has taught you about sex or told you about the repercussions.
Mm.
Maybe you think that if you have it once, nothing will happen to you. And unfortunately, the first time that you have it is the first time that you get pregnant. And then you go and tell this 19-year-old better, he has not discovered himself.
Yes.
He does not know even who he is or what he wants to be.
Mm.
You're here telling him he's going to be a dad. You think he'll stick around?
I think the only thing you should tell him is that he's got the bullseye.
You can only tell someone who's been given enough education. But I think it does not matter the amount of education a teenage boy can be given to stick around for a pregnancy. Unless your parents... The girl's parents and the boy's parents decide.
Mm. Mm.
You're responsible, my son.
No,
you have to take responsibility.
But still, I think you're looking at it simplistically. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why maybe there's need, as you were talking about abortion, there's need to look at strategies in which we can implement as a society to try and curb this. And by curbing, it's not curbing abortion, but curbing the influx maybe of pregnancies. And especially teenage pregnancies, because if at all you're an adult, now that's another different ballgame. But let me talk on teenage pregnancies. The quality of education, of sex education for that matter, matters, because you're going to expose these kids to understand holistically what sex is all about. Because most of the time, you only know about the last bit whereby it's just all about penetration. You go in, do your thing, after 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on how excited I'm gonna be. No,
I was short.
Remember, they're teenagers, you know, it's exciting, you know, it's the first time, they might be shocked.
But for a female, it could be the first time, but for the male, maybe they've already chovia.
No, just,
so this is what they go and do.
Stop the stereotyping. It's my
no,
turn
it's
to
the
talk.
Truth.
It's
just
hitting
listen.
On men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's the truth.
So what happens is, if at all these kids are exposed to this quality education so that they know exactly what how they end up having sex, what it can do to them, and in a very open manner. Let's throw out of the window this thing of just talking metaphorically, trying to bring in scare tactics. No, it's all about putting it as it is. You're having sex, it doesn't matter whether you're having it for the 100th time or you're having it for the first time. Someone can get pregnant.
Mm.
And
but
if someone gets pregnant, these are the responsibilities that await you.
Your Eminence.
Yes.
Let's agree on one thing.
Mm.
Let us agree on it and let it be clear.
Yes.
When a pregnancy occurs, Who is carrying the pregnancy?
The woman, of course.
Who is carrying? Who will carry it to term?
The lady, of
if
course.
If there are consequences and things that need to be done, who will go through all this?
Both of them.
Both.
Both of them.
Yep.
Say if I'm procuring an abortion and I'm in pain and I'm suffering, you'll also feel my pain.
No, it might finance.
I might finance.
Yeah.
If I die, you die.
I'll be heartbroken.
I think it depends.
No.
No, of course I can't die with you. I'm not Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
But I might feel something, but that's beside the point. Let's stick to...
But you see, we're trying to look at the
emotional effects.
The age group. Or rather, the time period in a person's, in a female's life where a lot of abortion is procured.
Mm.
Since when people are still young.
Yes.
No, but I guess maybe we are going a little bit far off. Why would the teenager abort?
I think that's
what we should be
a
talking.
A teenager is scared. You went and got pregnant as a female. You've gone and talked to the guy. Akakwambia, hey, shauri yako. You can't talk to your mom. You can't talk to your friends. You don't know who you talk to.
Uh-huh.
You have a friend, an older friend. There's always an older friend,
yes,
who is more experienced. Na kona kaujanja na kaujuaji. They will guide you. They'll take you to a dingy place. You'll abort because you're scared. But if you're open with your parents and sex education is something that is very open, I don't think you'll be afraid to face a teacher and tell them so that they help you out and guide you. Or maybe talk to your parent, or maybe talk to an aunt, or maybe a close family friend, you know, someone to guide you. But without all this, and you're scared, and you're a teenager, I am 16 and I'm pregnant, and my dad is a lion at home, and my mom is also someone else. What do I do? Where do I go to? And I don't want anyone to find out. So I'll just procure an abortion.
You still live with those lions.
You live with those lions, but you can't tell them that.
You think,
you know, you
can't
imagine,
tell them that.
It's funny, but you always imagine when the moment you go and say something and you've been warned about, you just see yourself dead. You just see your dad killing you.
But that could not be the case at some point.
And that is where the problem is. This is why parents should keep their children so close and open to them, so that when you find yourself in this situation, you're not afraid. Because now you see, when you're afraid, you don't know what will happen. Maybe your parents will embrace you and accept it. There are so many teenagers. They've gotten pregnant.
Yes.
Their parents have accepted. They've given birth and they've gone back to school. And they have normal lives. And they're doing better than people who never even got children.
True.
Yeah.
Which begs the question then, when should sex education be introduced and by whom?
Mm.
Sex education is something that should be first introduced at home by the parent.
Mm.
As your child grows, you see, even when a two-year-old grows, or a three-year-old, when they are growing up and they can be able to see and talk, and maybe it's a home where there's a baby boy, a baby girl, they'll start questioning, why does so-and-so look different? That is where the education starts. He looks different because he's a boy. She looks different because she's a girl. You know, that is where it starts. First of all, by identifying your gender, that is where it starts. As you identify your gender, you know, boys do this, girls do this. As they grow, depending on the age, you expose them little by little as they grow until when they hit puberty. Now you go with them the whole 9 yards, you know.
Yes.
Now you are a grown lady, you know. Most of the times you'll find, I know when T is going to really get pissed off about this.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to sex, when you want to narrow it down to pregnancy, most of the times the society will not look at the boy child, sa na hivyo kumwambia. You'll get someone pregnant or whatever.
Mm.
I know they can ruka, but a girl child is the most vulnerable in this situation.
Yes.
So they are looked at in a sensitive manner and talked to and educated and told 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Especially after you hit your menses. Because when your menses begin, it means you can get pregnant.
Mm.
Unless you have a condition.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
But if you're healthy, the moment your menses begin and you mess around with a boy, that's it for you. You get pregnant. And if you don't know what to do and how to handle it, what happens next? As I said, there's always a friend, kamjuaji.
Mm.
Yeah.
Atakupeleka maeneo.
Atakupeleka maeneo. So I think it should start at home. When it starts at home,
yes,
my child is not afraid.
Mm.
When my daughter is 12, she will not be afraid to come and tell me, Mommy, I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So at this point, as a parent, someone was asking, whose responsibility should it be? whose responsibility should it be? Should it be the parents, the teachers, the society? When it comes to abortion, the child is here, they're pregnant. Who should be deciding whether the abortion should be done or not?
I think for me, I would say that communication should be open and easy. When you're actually communicating to your child, you shouldn't talk to them as if, you know, you're trying to instill fear in them. You explain to them to understand what will happen to them. What is actually what the changes that they're actually feeling in their bodies is because of this and this and this. They need to understand that this is what happens as they grow older. And when you introduce a matter, issues to do with sex, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, a boy, girl, sexual penetration, sex as a whole. They need to understand where everything...
When you say sex as a whole, what exactly do you mean?
I was very curious myself.
You do not talk. You don't just explain to them that what we refer to as sex is penetration. Sex has to do with what basically the changes they experience in their bodies. Them being an adolescent, they will experience some changes, and these changes will, and the changes that they actually experience will, for those who do not know what is happening, they will have some fear, and that is where stigmatization comes in. You experience your menses at a tender age, you don't even know who to talk to, you don't even know who to approach. But if in any case your parents had taken you through,
you'll not be afraid to tell your mom.
You will not be afraid of telling your mom. You'll be easy. And had the parent talked to you, you know, on an open manner, not by instilling fear in you, you'll be easy and talk to them and explain to your mother that, hey, I am going through this. Your dad can as well. You know, for the boys, you can have these talks with your simple talks. And dads will tell you how to behave with women or girls, how to respect your mother and everything. So basically, I think introduction has to come from home first. Instead of shifting goalposts, you know, you assume that it is the church that should introduce this, or maybe it is the teachers who should introduce this. I think it has to come from home first, and then
the church. And then
let me ask you guys something, because you know, I'm feeling your vibe is more geared towards just introducing sex, whatever body parts that someone has and the sister has and how they should be treating each other. But I still feel you're not getting into the crux of the story.
No, actually, if you remember, we said ways in which you can curb abortion at an early age. So that is why you're talking about sex education.
Yes, and this is why I'm trying to introduce this angle. Like, now that you've spoken to your child about their sexuality, and we all know now that we're in the internet age, whereby this information is readily available and supervised internet use is on the rampage. So what happens when you find your child with a condom? Let's take like a 9-year-old with a condom. How are you supposed to react as a parent? Are you going to be happy? Oh man, this dude is so responsible. Are you going to be mad?
My son is responsible. He's walking around with a condom.
So I'm just interested because I know you guys you're a parent, and Babu Omari is nani, parent elect.
If I found my kid with a condom, a 9-year-old, as a parent,
yes,
it's not something that I'll be excited about. I'll not be happy, and I'll make sure they know I am not happy.
Why won't you be happy? Yet you're just the person who's propagating.
You're a kid. You have no business walking around with a condom. Education. Right now, what you should be thinking about is reading and playing and growing up. Sex is for the adults. What are you doing with a condom? It's not exciting. You're a kid. You should be a kid.
Oh, but that's part of childhood. It has come across his desk.
But a 9-year-old is a kid. But remember, 9-year-old is a kid. But Stella, do you want to say if I find my 9-year-old with a condom, I should encourage them and tell them, good job, Baba?
But Stella, kids as young...
will beat them before even knowing where they
but
got the
kids
condom
as young
from.
As 8 years old are having sex in this country. So it's not that a very new phenomenon. It's not
kids
a strange
young,
thing that is happening.
Kids as young as 8 year-olds are having sex because parents have neglected their children. You go to work, you're busy everywhere. You've left your children with house girls.
Mm-hmm.
House girls bring their boyfriends to the house and they don't care about your child.
Mm.
They'll do whatever they'll do in front of their child. And children learn from watching. They emulate what people do.
Mm.
And that is why you see an eight-year-old boy or child having sex. Where have they learned the sex from?
Mm.
They've been exposed. And how have they been exposed? Parents have neglected their children. Parents have neglected their children. When you come home, you don't even talk to your child to find out how they have been, whom they've talked to, what has happened. You're just there for your child to see you. You've provided money, you've provided shelter, school. That's all you care about. But it should not be about that.
So
when I get my 8-year-old child with a condom, that is a child, for crying out loud, a child.
Mm.
You're a child until when you're 17, you're still a child. It is so sad.
Technically, you're a child until you're a child. In your mother's eyes, you're still a child until when you die. But
when you're talking about sex,
okay,
once you hit 18, you're no longer a child.
Let's shift gears, Kiasi.
Mm.
Like, now, this teenage guy is pregnant.
Mm.
So should we develop a law that is kind of lenient towards teenage abortions? Or they should also go the long haul? You've gotten pregnant, kazana na hali yako.
I think you need to control basically everything that happens. And that's why we have laws. We need to come with laws that will curb, what do you call it?
Sex.
Not sex per se.
Mm.
The society has become promiscuous.
Yes.
The society is dirty. Mm. Sex is everywhere.
Omo.
And, yes.
The society is dirty.
The society is.
Mm.
Mm.
So I think we need to have laws that regulate, exposure to such. I think a while back, some years ago, you will realize some programs on TV when it gets to sex scenes, I wouldn't say they're being deleted, but you will realize, they will cut off search and bring an advertisement because they realize that everyone is watching TV at this hour and kids could be watching TV at that hour. Could be in the evening at 7:30, they're watching. And then you realize that they cut off such sex scenes. Reason why? You don't want to expose, the promiscuity to kids at a tender age. If parents can have this talk, it is not to say that every kid will follow what their parents do. And that's why you realize that guys who are in primary school, they start having sex at a tender age, as 8 as you've put. Others in high school, it's just normal for them to have sex. It's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment a girl becomes pregnant, and that's where hell breaks loose. There's too much pressure because now, number one, they don't even know how to approach their parents and explain to them that this is this situation I'm currently in. Others are even afraid of telling the boy that I'm pregnant. Chances are they might even tell the boy, and the boy might atahepa.
Let me ask you, as a boy, you're 17, you've gotten a 14-year-old girl pregnant, and then they come and tell you, hey, Baba Omari, I think I'm pregnant. What do? You accept and embrace and tell them, yeah, sawa, let's talk to the parents.
Which parents?
You run away. You tell that girl, you remain alone. As a female, you're by yourself.
No, definitely you will be tensed and you'll have to look for ways on how to terminate the pregnancy because now you're afraid. Number one, you're not even ready to become a father. You don't even know
you're not even
being
a man first.
You don't even know what being a father is. So you will definitely look for crafty ways of terminating the pregnancy. But chances are, there could be some who will, they might decide to keep the pregnancy. Now, wakae tu ngumu na wao.
But guys, you also realize defilement is one of the conditions that has been given that allows for abortion in this country. And I think if you are below 18...
And you've been defiled, yeah?
That's defilement.
Hmm.
So Stella's scenario, 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, they're still teens. How can we take it? Oh, no, let's say 18. Yeah, even 19 is still a teen.
Hmm.
So it qualifies them to be... it qualifies to be a defilement case. So an abortion should be procured in that scenario. However, we don't, for some reasons, maybe our spiritual faith does not permit us to do so, or we feel it's kind of illegal and you may need maybe to go to quacks and stuff like that. So, you know, there are lots of things, and maybe just to save very many people from this murder, just legalize it so that people do not have to run to quacks to do these things. They can access a safe place to do a safe abortion and they head home without any shame and everything. You do not have to do it in hiding. As you've put it, yeah, there are those who are afraid to share with their parents, to share with their boyfriends that they're pregnant, though that one I have some hysterics on it. I do not know how one will be pregnant without sharing with their parent.
There's so many people. I know people personally who have gotten pregnant and they go through the entire pregnancy without the parent realizing.
No, not the parent.
And they're staying in the same house.
I meant the boyfriend.
The boyfriend?
Yeah. Because I had you mentioning.
Yeah, there are those who are afraid because maybe it was just, I don't know, you know this. Just if I start talking about the male, 20 is going to
don't talk about the male.
You know,
refer to just women.
Going to go. He's anyway. What am I saying?
You're not even sure.
I'm sure of what I'm saying. It's just that I'm trying to find a way to say it. Without 20 feeling like I'm
no, just put it there.
I'm being a feminist, for sana.
But just know, if you become a feminist, I will deconstruct you.
But I'm not a feminist. I'm just saying things that are happening, statistically speaking. I'm not just talking about that because that I'm trying to be a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancies, when you're pregnant as a female, most of the times you're always by yourself. It does not matter whether you're with a responsible adult. If they do not want that child, you'll be by yourself. It does not matter whether you're a teenager. It does not matter what age you are. First and foremost, when you get pregnant as a female, you're by yourself. Until now, you talk to the person who is responsible. That's when you'll know whether mko pamoja ama mko peke yako. And it's so sad that most of the times, if it was just someone, you'll realize you're by yourself. It's because as adults, someone will not even be, they'll not even mince their words. Mr. Kim Toto, I'm not ready. If you're keeping it by yourself. I have so many friends who've had those words and they've kept their children. And life has gone on and they're single parents. And I've had some who've had the same words and they've decided I don't want to have a child by myself. They procure an abortion. And I've seen females, teenagers, get pregnant. A 19-year-old boy or a 17-year-old boy is not ready. In fact, he does not want to talk about that discussion. And it's so sad that the parents, like as a female, I get pregnant. I tell my dad, it is Wenti who got me pregnant. And Wenti is a teenager. My dad takes me to Wenti's home to meet the parents to discuss about the situation. I says, well, Wenti, hey, you get stimulated out of there and be with your child. You stop accusing their son. You end up going back with your daughter to take care of home total.
Mm-hmm.
So I think peer parents, peer sukos, yeah. What I'm saying is, as a female, when you get pregnant, you're always by yourself at first. You'll only know whether there's someone, whether the other party will be there or not. After you talk to them.
So, at the end of the day, should they be allowed to abort?
Me, my stance on abortion, if it's going to endanger my life, then by all means, of which it's something that's already allowed.
That's for teenagers, right?
Yeah, even for teenagers. For teenagers, if it's going to endanger their lives, like when they're going for clinics and all that, and they get that someone has a complication, then I think by all means it should be procured.
And what if someone is just not ready, as you've put it, leave alone even the teenagers, now adults, someone is just not ready for
now the sad the part pregnancy. Is I think what parents should do, say talking about someone not being ready, I don't think is the answer. Because if you show this teenager that they can procure an abortion when they get pregnant.
Wait, we're not talking about teenagers. You're an adult. You're just not ready for the pregnancy.
As an adult and you're not ready for the pregnancy?
Yeah. Should you be given the right to abort or
I think you should carry be given, with your... I think you should be given the right, but as much as you're given the right, you should be responsible. Mm. So that it's not something that now
comes
it's,
as
it's a norm that every time you get pregnant, you're not ready.
Mm.
You just go and procure an abortion.
But I think there are controls. How many abortions do you think one can have?
I know people who've had that are more than 10 abortions in a year.
Yeah, but in a year. But it will soon catch up with them, you know.
In a year?
Sindio.
Yeah, okay. Well, they have been busy.
As in, those are just irresponsible people and reckless people.
Mm.
Like, abortion to them is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will, that is why I'm saying this is not something that as much as it should be legalized, there's some people who are so reckless and so irresponsible, especially with the society as it is right now. People of our generation, people get involved in drugs and alcohol and all that. You're just living a reckless life, sleeping around. If you wake up today, you discover you're pregnant. Ah, see, there's an option and I'm not ready.
No, but are you
does it come as a shock, you know, for an adult? Does it come as a shock that you're pregnant? Because I realize when you engage in sex, you definitely know what adults normally do, like normal counting or knowing your safe days and all. If in any case you know that it is way...
It can come as a shock. Imagine you're on contraceptives and you're very sure you can't get pregnant. And then you're pregnant.
Hey, let me ask you, by the way, do people
shocked.
Still have safe days?
Of course. What would stop safe days from happening as the apocalypse?
No, just asking. I've heard stories that people were paged and they were not in the. They had sex
safe
during
days
their
work.
Safe
days.
Days you know?
Work. Safe days work and people still use safe days.
Mm.
Safe days work. Safe days work. But as an adult, you can still be shocked if you get pregnant and you're not ready for the pregnancy. Maybe you're taking responsibility and all that, and then there you are, you're waiting for your menses.
Yes.
And then you realize you're pregnant.
So in that scenario,
2 months down the
you
line.
Have you're not in a condition where your health is compromised, but you're just not ready. Should you be given the leeway to abort?
Yeah, I think you should be given the leeway to abort. However, my stand is still just be responsible.
Okay, so that you do not do it more than 10 times.
Yeah, now that it's an option, that now you just go and be responsible. Because, you know, if I get pregnant, abortion is there for me.
Okay, Cliff, what are your thoughts?
Do not abort, not unless, just like Stella has said, it is actually on clear medical grounds. Then yes. But if not, the only reason as to why people normally abort is because of fear. You don't know what to expect. And who told you that if in any case you carry on with the pregnancy, life will be messed up? It's not all about that. There's a fear that creeps in because, you know, you start asking yourself whether you're ready to be a parent. And I think you will have to deal with the consequences because this has happened now. What am I supposed to do? Or what am I going to do to handle this? So for me, I'm against that.
Okay.
Yes.
Personally, abortion shouldn't... it shouldn't be made a very big issue. So to start with, one, they should allow that reproductive health bill. It should pass without any problems. Secondly, we are people who have free will. We are able to choose between right and wrong. So let it be open. If someone wants to procure an abortion, let them procure. It's their own body. After all, this is a female, and I do not see why we are so keen to make laws that prohibit them to make decisions surrounding their body. It's just the same like we can create a law whereby you are asked not to shave as a dude because, you know, maybe or for whatever reasons. So you even have also created some laws that are going to affect your shaving pattern. I feel that's the way we are handling this entire topic, because we're like creating laws that are prohibiting a certain gender from making decisions that are affecting them. So to me, it should be legalized. People should do it at their own will. However, as I always say, with much freedom, there's also responsibility that comes with it. So guys should be quite well educated on this topic to get to know the dangers surrounding abortion. Kids, for teenagers, they should also be told about sex as it is in entirety, so that they know they're getting themselves into. So that peer to school, those situations whereby someone is shocked they have gotten pregnant.
Someone is shocked
they are pregnant.
Then you can be shocked, right? Yeah.
You have the adults who are just not ready. If you're not ready,
you run in the boat because you're trying to right a wrong.
If you're not ready, just keep away from sex as it is. We say, because you see, once someone's a kuchovya huku, lazima just know their responsibilities that are attached. There are no free things here kwa hii dunia.
Just be disciplined.
Eh. Mm. So, maybe, I think that's how it should be.
Mm.
Let people be themselves. Let women make their decisions concerning their own body.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. And people should just be responsible, as you've put it.
Yes.
Lest we find ourselves doing 10 abortions in a year.
Okay, not necessarily 10, but they're around 7. That is someone that I know.
Mm.
Around 7 abortions in a year. And this person, at the end of the day, they ended up losing their whatever. Their uterus.
Exactly. And that's
why it comes with a lot of...
And that's why I was asking you, how many times can one do
it? Because
at the end of the day, at some point, it's going to catch up with you.
This is someone that you'll find, she'll get pregnant this month.
Mm.
Next month, she aborts. After 2 months, then she's there.
Mm. Hey. The same dude, Ama, some different dude. Ama, it doesn't matter.
Obviously, someone who is like that, it's different people. This is someone who is promiscuous and irresponsible and reckless, and they're on drugs.
Burn.
You know? this is. I don't know whether you've ever met some people, but you're like, what happened? What happened to you?
Peer pressure, I'm telling you, it is real.
But these people, when you look at them again, you can't blame them. When you look at their background, how they grew up, there's just something that is disturbing them. They're not okay.
So a quick one, as you're closing, these chiefs around Machakos, where we had the surge of teenage pregnancies, the responsibilities being pegged on them, so that in your village, if a teenager is impregnated, the chief is responsible. So at the end of the day, do you think that is right? They're the ones who are being followed up. They're supposed to ensure some sort of sanity.
Yeah, because in engaging them, it means it's a way of curbing these teenage pregnancies and all that. Because in a society, like in a village is small. You know this family and that family and that family, and you know how people behave.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, you cannot just be walking by. You find two kids in a corner, in a bush, doing something, and they're not even doing anything about it. Unaangalia tu kipito ukienda. You should take responsibility. And a chief cannot do that by himself. That is why he should mobilize the entire village.
He is the law.
He is the law. To carry rito.
It's called a PhD in minding your own business.
For teenagers.
See, that's how we live nowadays.
No, me, I think as much as it looks, it seems laughable, and it seems like, why should they be told it's their responsibility?
Mm.
In a village, villages are small. I'm sure even when I don't know where you grew up, in the village, not even in an estate, like right now, this place, shaku knows their neighbor, nini. As in, you know people's tutabia. Utapata Stella kwa kona na wendi, na mzazi anapita tu. It should not be acceptable.
But you can't cane someone's child.
You cannot cane someone's child, but you can talk to this child and take them to the parent na uambie mtoto wako anafanya hivi na hivi. Come on, if you're a responsible parent, you will listen. This is one of the ways that will help curb teenage pregnancies and all that. The society, you see the society kitambo, a child was not just a parent. A child was a society.
Yeah, but you've used the correct words, kitambo.
Mm.
Tuko sahi.
Lakini saizi ndo bado kuna stories to do with teenage pregnancy. Like your case here.
I think people should not turn a blind eye because it's none of your business. You're working, you get teenagers wako pale kwa bush, the village, and you know very well who ni mtoto so and so.
But Stella, surely, do you guys think yani those kids have sex hapo kwa bush?
Others do. You are a teenager.
You want to say you've never seen people in a corner or just somewhere doing something? Tangu, up to the age that you are right now.
By the way, to be very honest with you guys, me, I've never met teenagers in a corner.
You see, they do not have to necessarily be at having sex. There's just a way they can be behaving.
Holding hands.
Not
that
holding
is normal.
Hands. You've never seen people... Okay, now
no,
you want
he was
to...
a teenager once.
You've never seen people in a corner kidarara trying to kiss and touch and cuddle.
I was in seminary.
Sorry, your eminence. But you can tell, someone who has some sexual behaviors, you do not have to necessarily get them pants down.
Mm.
But by them starting evil, it means they are going to look for a private space to do whatever they want to do. I'm out up or took a bush. These things you've said, sometimes they take 1 minute or 2 minutes.
Mm. 1 minute, man.
They will look this way and this way.
Us,
and they know that route and they know APV, nobody passes here anytime, night time. So this is our base.
No, but I think the chiefs shouldn't have been given that responsibility. That blame would have been pegged on the parents.
The parents.
Yeah, it should be the parents.
Yeah, the chief is just... I think that is punching beyond their weight. I cannot be responsible for your child. You know, you are the one who sets the rules in your house. The chief has his own problems.
You know, the chief is answerable to the government.
Yes.
Because he is the government.
Mm.
So,
but who is getting these females pregnant? It's the unruly boys in the village and all that.
Yeah.
And if they're not controlled...
Boys.
Who say they're unruly? Maybe it's just their friend. They were trying out sex, you know. They saw it.
Have you ever not seen in a village, there's this one champion who every female child has his pregnancy?
Me, I wasn't in a
or
village.
Or has I had something with...
Mtu kama wewe sa chief akaye, that is someone that should be warned kabisa. And some are even defiling children.
Guys... Go home.
As in, that is how you're closing the topic.
Wrap it up.
An interesting topic.
Yes, but this topic is really expansive. I don't really think one
it's expansive.
Will
it's expansive.
Cover everything.
Yeah, but I think it's been really interesting. I don't know what guys think out there. Give us your opinions. What do you think?
No. You should tell them this.
Ah.
Comment, like, send your degree.
Derogatory remarks.
Yes. they're welcome.
You guys are throwing big words.
You're welcome, people. You're welcome. Welcome to our first session. I think this is a very intense topic. Everybody has their own reservations. Some feel it should be legalized. Others feel it shouldn't be legalized.
Yes.
And myself, I feel it's a yes and no. I think the situation or the circumstance.
Get a stand. Quiry.
On this, I do not have a stand.
Yes.
But the circumstance should really... I don't know, decide for someone.
Yes.
Yeah, so we appreciate. Thank you for tuning in. This is Gridlock, where we are always locked to discuss such topics, where we are afraid of talking about some things. Tell us what you'd like for us to discuss and talk about. Cheers.
Peace.
Peace out.